But I'm so glad that I'm also a bit sad that it's Friday. But I'm glad it's the next session. And I'm glad that God has prepared a man from way back then. Passed him through various schools to equip him for such a time as this, where there are a people far away in Kumasi, Bantama, who need to hear certain messages to realign ourselves, our minds, our hearts, and to once again become strong in the things of God. I know one thing. I know one thing for a strong fact. Many, almost all, I was going to say all of us, but one of us is a devil, so I can't say all of us. Almost all of us here, we love God. That one day I know, we love God really, from the bottoms of our hearts. But sometimes we are a bit confused what to do, how to do, what people are saying, what's the right thing to do. Do I go all out? Do I hold back? Am I being too audacious? Am I being extreme? And then we are unable to balance things properly. And then we are a bit confused. And in our confusion, it may manifest as orangutan behavior. But we are not. And thank God there's a man to guide us out of that confusion onto a good land. And he's here once again to speak to us. I want us to stand up and welcome a man of God, a man well seasoned, well traveled, Bishop Kweku Amponsa. Your clapping is not. Yes. Hallelujah. 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 Well, Friday is here, isn't it? And like some people who say, thank God it's Friday. But we thank God, God brought us here today. And we thank God for this wonderful conference. Hallelujah. I think the conference is transforming our lives. And, oh, you can clap, 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 clap unto Jesus. And we want to honor God for our dear Bishop Patrick Bruce, who has put it all together for us to have this wonderful conference. We bless God. You know, God will always use a man, and he used him to gather us for such a blessed time. And so, Bishop Patrick, we thank God for your life. You invited me, so I came by the grace of God. It's a blessing. And what can we say to our convener, Bishop Eddie Fabian? Hallelujah. The handsome bishop. Yes. And the radio voice and the face of a president. Bishop Fabes, he's such a handsome man. And you know, I love to hear him preaching because it always reminds me of the Turning Point voice. That voice. Yes. And it's a blessing to hear him, isn't it? I mean, he has made us aware of people. As he was preaching, you could see people who accuse and, you know, say all sorts of things, and it makes you understand even why some people turn themselves into accusers. And thank you for so much revelation. Of course, because we are sons of the house and there's so much food in the house, then it's a blessing. So we thank God for your life, and let's appreciate our convener. Hallelujah. And Episcopal Sister Joy Philip is here. Hallelujah. She makes a great difference
Yes, the atmosphere has changed, you know. Yeah. She makes a great difference. Oh, yeah. Bishop Patrick is cheerful. He's alive. Why not? But we thank God for Mommy's life, and we thank God for this wonderful woman of God. Ever since I knew her, she makes every effort for everybody to serve God. Yeah. She will encourage you. She will talk to you. She will persuade you by all means to do something for God. And we thank God for these great people God has given us. Hallelujah. They could have been living in Norway, doing different things, big people, doctors, farmers. They left all. And they headed for the north. Yes. Just to go and establish a church there. And today we have churches all over. Ah, thank God for their lives. Hallelujah. And God will keep blessing them. Blessing your children. And blessing generations after you. Hallelujah. And we thank God for all these wonderful bishops. The brotherhood of the bishops. Yes. It's a blessing. And all of you men of God and women of God, it's a blessing to meet you all. And thank you for coming. And we are all brothers and sisters, you know. And God bless you. We stand with you. We support you. And we will help you to fight. To be more fruitful. By the grace of God. Come on, and you too, welcome yourself and thank God for coming. Hallelujah. And then, you know, to God be all the glory, but we just want to thank God for Bishop Dage with Mills. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. You can clap, clap well, clap well. Hallelujah. Because me, I've not dreamt of writing any book. And you know, everything we have been sharing is what the Holy Spirit gave Bishop. Yes. That he put it down. When you don't know the how, when you meet Bishop, he will give you away. Yeah. Sometimes people have done things that has even made them succeed, but they can't explain it well. Yeah, when you meet Bishop, he will give you steps on even listening to messages, how it affects you. He will give you level A, write down, B, this will happen. C, you can see that he is somebody God has used to give us a wealth of materials. You can't argue. And thank God for his life. Bless God for his life. Let's appreciate God. For God's servant. Hallelujah. And may God bless him and raise, you know, many, many sons and daughters. Yeah. Through him. He knows how to be with young people, make young people fruitful. Yes. Oh, he's a man of a kind, huh? Yeah. And his children, yeah. Even young people flourish under him. Yes. You see, because the reason why we don't have a lot of young people doing great things in a country like this is because we always belittle the wisdom of young people.
That's our culture.
Yeah. Yeah, we belittle. I was small boy then, I only. Yeah. Yeah, sit somewhere. Yeah. But you see, there are young people who could have built this country, eh?
Yeah.
Yes.
If they are given the chance and encouraged. Yeah. So Bishop is one of a kind. You see, the young people are running one of the largest young people's movement in the world today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. It's our children.
Yeah.
And they are doing it. They are all over. Go to the Caribbeans, step in England, go to France. They are all over. Oh yeah, Asia, everywhere. So we thank God for God has given us somebody, man. Yeah. Oh, clap. We can't stop talking about what he has given us. He can be leading a prayer meeting. He will give you 25 points in the prayer meeting. I tell you, in the prayer meeting, he can give you 25 points. What a man. Clap once again for him. Let's make the accusers jealous. Hallelujah. Our bishop in South Africa, he says, I like the way you say jealous. They are jealous of him. They don't know what to do. Yeah, they are jealous. They don't have people who stand by them like he does. Who support him and love him. That's the word. Love him. But we love him. Whatever you do, we love him. Yes, we love him. Yeah. Because he loved us.
Yes.
And he wrote books for us, and he taught us, and he gave us messages, and he's looking after our children. So we love him. And we don't have no apologies for it. Put your hands together again, and let's appreciate God for Bishop Doug Hayward Mills. You may take your seats, please. Yes, I think we are about to go for lunch. So just some few minutes on some tidbits, then we are gone, isn't it? Just bow down your head with me. Just call on the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we continue with you. We need you. We need your help. We want to hear from you. If we don't hear from you, what do we do? Wanting you more each day. Show us your perfect way. There is no other way. Spirit of the living God. No tandos to fantes te venda lebedos toa. Lekomaruni bikato stefabaja. Nimorono mosunde. La brenda bedeketel stefike da yosto. Rebede kadenne stefa bundele mekondos to blujuna la dadi ano lokutus tifaji. Spirit of the Lord God. Spirit of God. Malima londa. In your presence, there is fullness of joy. Let your presence flow. Let your presence flow our way. That your presence will come and shall melt down every mountain. Nipanda la badesta fadia. Molende le mededi kutonda la bakatosta. Na lianda baluz de stefije. Brokatosta fakanda la bakusti. Le bondere ne me banda la badusti bakandi. Holy Spirit. You have called us and we will answer. Maliba dalamadia. Meka bondes. Lord, be thou glorified in our midst. Oh, Jesus, be lifted up in our midst. Spirit of the living God, come and manifest yourself.
Yes.
Through your unadulterated word,
yes.
Come and manifest yourself. Lapadalakatusti. Chandalabadakadista. Lemera nemekon defenda labeka santasta blebua. La kindara namasonde lebekatinde lebekosti. Leba banda la made. Rapenele mekanda. La grima lundo rosto blodosi katasti. Centosto ba. Nelonde bilanda yakadisti. Thank you, Lord. 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 Makabola banis in this. Oh, Chabada, Yapakabadaya. Nelo Bataya Kada. Nalubara Namapa. Pray, pray for him, pray for him. He makes all the difference. Oh. He gives you the conviction. He makes you hear and understand. Makaso. He's the giver of the revelation. So blende me de me bando lobo. Lobanda la ba kabanda. Ship hanele me adusta for banda le bekaste. Natana le katasta fa jikata. Rabade sobranda badusta. Nelene kendesta fik ni yikata. Ojanda badi badustuba. Nekete keteste. Le brende bade. Murana mabusi kindi. Rebede. Supa. Nata kuteste kaba. Lemre debe kotoste blaja. La diando. La diando basundi. Le madaya. Your presence. Your presence. Your presence. Your presence. Nothing but your presence. That your presence go with us. That your presence come ahead of us. That your presence remain with us. That your presence abide with us. Ki pa naladi ve ke bosata ne botusa shi pa toste na linde deste fe muchaka badai na londa subande lebekatiste. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We continue, and Bishop Fabian, thank you. And we continue with still on loyalty and disloyalty, isn't it? And we are talking about those who forget. Yes, we easily forget. Yes, everybody has the potential to forget. Okay, that's why when we go to school or you are in the university or you are wherever, you realize that they don't just teach you and then one day they get up and then they say, come and take the degree and go. No. They make you write an exam.
Yes.
Only for one reason, to see whether you remember what you were taught. So that in the day, you have to, you know, exhibit what you were taught. You won't go and then do anything anyhow. Wow. But can you remember?
Can you remember?
Can you remember?
Yeah.
You see, many don't do well because they can't remember. Yeah. In life, we are always writing an exam. And people fail the exam of life because they can't remember. There are things God has taken you through before that he expects you to remember today to carry on. But you've forgotten them and you just go on as if nothing good has happened to you or nothing has happened to you. And so, the Bible says, Hebrews chapter 6, verse 10. It says, for God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which ye have shown towards his name, in that ye have ministered to the saints and do minister. God is not unrighteous. Yes. God is not unrighteous to forget. He does not forget. But But you have forgotten to pay your tithe, isn't it? You have even forgotten to say thank you to the one who helped you. You have forgotten where he brought you from. You have forgotten how you were saved. And we carry on, and later everything becomes a routine. Yes, you have come and you've shown up. You are waiting. When will be my turn? I'm supposed to lead the prayer. That's how we do. That's how church has become.
Yeah.
It's my turn. Well, look, quickly give me the microphone. I need to sing the songs, and then 1, 2, 3 worship songs. We sing 1, 2, 3. Then we come to praises. 1, 2, 3. We have turned God into a mechanical. Yes, you have come. You're a big man. You come and sit down. Then you sit anyhow. You've forgotten that you are even in the presence of the Lord. And everything is man. What are they saying? How are they looking at me? God is not unrighteous to forget. Look, that's what I was saying the other day. Abroad, if you forget, it will cost you. Yeah. The thing that maybe some of the countries, the policemen hate is when they stop you and you say, oh, I forgot. Where's your driving license? You say you forgot. They will give you a fine you will never forget again in your life. Yes. Yeah. They will give you a fine. Sometimes just for that, you forgot your driving license at home. Okay. The guy will write the bill for you. Yeah. $500. Take it. Yes. Yes. For forgetting. And if you don't pay, the thing can go up to about 2,000. No. You will, your driving license, for the rest of your life, you will never forget it again. They will stir up your remembrance by that money you will pay. You will never forget it again. Yeah. But God is merciful. So we forget so many things. It's true, huh? And it doesn't make us benefit fully from what God wants to do with us and what he wants to give us. All because of forgetfulness. Yes. And like Bishop Fabian was preaching to us on accusers, you should do your best never to forget what you heard. But it's amazing, some of us, by the time you leave here, you get out there, you won't even remember anything. Have you been to church and then you went home and then they asked you what was preached? You can't remember anything. You can only remember the jokes. And then you say, oh, he was preaching, he was saying that when you see the bottles, that's all you can remember. Yes, you can't remember the title. Even the scripture he read, you can't remember. Yes. Yes. So you may sit in church and hear every good message, but when you go out and then you meet that guy, he say, do you still go to that church? What are they teaching you there? And because you can't remember anything, you can't say anything, then you say, what they are saying is true. All because you sit in a service that, look, I'm sure every service we go to, God has a particular thing he says to everybody. Yes. But many of us leave forgetting what you should have heard. Because your mind is on something else. Sometimes you are sitting in the church, but you are looking for, my beloved did not come. Where is she? Hey, what is she doing? Yeah. You have targeted that lady. And you've been going and she's always been coming back. When you landed there and then she was not there, your mind was off everything. And you are looking outside all the time to see whether she's coming. God has blessed you. God has done so much for you. God has called you. God has given you the chance to go to Bible school. You forgot it. Now you are angry. Now where you are standing, you are angry. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Yes, forget not. You know what God said to Jacob? He said, remember Bethel. Go back to Bethel. Because on the way to Laban, a stone was your pillow. You didn't have anything. And you promised him. You promised him, if you take me and then you bring me back. He said, everything you give me, I'll give you 1/10 of it. Yes. You see, when he was coming back, he had forgotten. Yes. He had forgotten. Yeah. So you see, there was chaos in his house. Yeah. His daughter, Dinah, some people went to rape the daughter, and then they went to make some negotiation with the guys, go and circumcise yourself, and they went to kill them. And now they were being thrown out of, they were forced to run away. You see, and then he started asking God, but what is happening? You have blessed me, you have given me this, you have given. And God said to him, remember Bethel. Go, remember, you made the promise to me there. Have you fulfilled it? Some of us sitting here today, remember the things you said. Remember. Yes. You told God. You promised God offerings you never gave him. Mercy. Hey, somebody has opened his mouth looking at me like, hey, what? But it's true.
How did you know?
Yeah. Yes. Yes, envelopes we have taken. You just go and throw it somewhere in your house, isn't it? And it collects dust. And you are angry why things are not moving the way they should move. Please try and don't join those who forget. Because the little things you can forget, it doesn't help you to move on with God. Yeah, you know sometimes we even forget Bishop Doug. Yeah, is the founder of the church you are in.
Yeah.
It's like, don't talk about it. Why should we not talk about it? Why should we not talk about it? Why should we not say it? Yes. Why should we not talk about it? The reality is, he gave us a place to go to church. He gave us a pastor. If it wasn't for him, you wouldn't have the pastor you have. So, remember, and when we mention his name, don't have the wrong feeling. Okay? Because we are trying to remind you, or we are trying not to forget who God has used to be a blessing to us. Yes. People help us. When we move on, we ignore them. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yeah. People help us when we move on, especially when we move on. Yes.
Yeah.
It's like when you never had anything, and then they said, oh, we are going to take you to the Bible school, this, we are going to give you this. Oh, you were very happy to come. They give you free books. You say, God bless you. Then, you know, they say, oh, okay, we'll give you this. Yes, type in. You say, oh, I never even expected I will ever get this in my life. But you have moved on. Now you are Mr. Pastor. Now you have a congregation. Now you have people who say that this is my father. Now you have people who point at you and say, oh, without you, there nothing would have come out of my life. So from then, you have even forgotten that you were somebody who did not even know how you will get to where you are.
Yeah.
May you remember. May you remember. May you remember where the Lord picked you from. May you remember what the Lord has done in your life. And may you remember who has been good to you. Because I said, if you cannot remember, you may struggle on the way. I mean, just remember and even let it keep you quiet.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
to say anything.
Yeah.
Yes. But it clearly shows that you've forgotten that I can't even imagine how a man who has laid hands on your head, prayed for you, okay, prayed over your marriage, you can stand back and look at the man and then say, he's a devil. I mean, is your memory working? I mean, what on earth can make you say such a thing? That you can take the book and throw it away. A book you have read before. Preach from it. Yes, those who forget. We join that group of people, those who forget. You will not join them in Jesus' name. You will not be referred to as one of those who forgot. May you not forget where God has brought you from. I said, may you not forget your amen is not, okay. I can remember where God took me from. Yeah. I do. Yes. I was on my way to hell and God saved me. Yes. I remember. Yes. And I don't want to forget. Yes. I remember the day I was with my beloved. We were walking on the old Kent Road and then she entered the phone booth and then she called Bishop Pritchard talking about our marriage. Then Bishop Pritchard advised her, because you are a daughter, a lovely daughter of Bishop, call Bishop and tell Bishop that you want him to officiate your wedding. And I remember we were standing in the phone booth when my beloved called Bishop and Bishop answered the phone. And he said, don't worry, Auntie Nana, I will come and officiate your wedding. I remember. How can you forget this and then just say, I shouldn't mention his name? You're on the camera. I don't want to tell you something. I tell you. This camera thinks once it comes on, oh, yeah. Not just, yeah, it's true. Yeah. I remember when Bishop called us that day. We were driving to Milton Keynes and then he was with Bishop Pritchard in Nottingham and then he called and then he said, Kweku, today I will make you a pastor. All of you come to London. I remember when we were sitting there. I remember the day he was passing. He saw me. Kweku, wait for me. I want to see you. Wait for me. Then I said, hey, what have I done? Yes. Maybe one of my girlfriends has come to report to him that Akwana Waba, sorry, no. Yes, move in here. Yeah, what is the WW? You see, I'm trying to stir up your remembrance as I remember my you to remember yours. Because you forget too quick. Yes. Too quick. So quick, you forgot it. Yeah. Yes. Oh. He said, me too now, I gather people. Me too now, I preach to people. Yeah. So when you hear him talking to you, it's no longer a privilege.
You preach, I preach.
Yeah, you preach, I preach. You talk, I talk. You marry, I marry. Yeah. He said to me, wait. I was there, waiting. I was there. I try always to pray to God to make me remember these things. Yes. I was there. I was waiting. When later he said, Bishop said, you should come. I went. We were sitting in New Cross. Those days, that's where we used to have church. He had the chair he was sitting on. And then Bishop Richard was sitting there. Then he told me, sit down. Then I sat down. Then he asked me, Kweku, would you like to be a pastor? I was taken aback. Me? I said, I'm not sure. Then he asked me again, are you called? This thing I'm telling you many years ago. He asked me, are you called? I said, oh, I'm not sure I'm called, but you can ask Bishop Richie. Then he said, no. He's like, he's not your God. Are you called? Yes. Then I said, well, by the things we are doing in church, maybe there's a call of God on my life. He said, good. You'll be a pastor soon. That's Bishop Dag. Wow. Hmm? Yes. Oh, that's Bishop Dag. Are you with me?
Yes.
We must remember these things so that they will keep us as children at all times in the house. You never become a big man in the house. In your father's house, in your mother's house, no matter how much you are a doctor outside, when you come home, you are still Kwesi. You are, yeah. Your mom still calls you Kwesi. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She can easily send you to go and get some water for her. You must even see it as a privilege that in your position, your mom is still sending you and you are still a son in the house. What a blessing. What a blessing. Are you here? Oh, you've already gone home. Huh? I'm trying to stir up your remembrance. Okay. Yeah. So that as I talk about mine, you also remember, by all means, there must have been an encounter. There must have been something. There must have been a particular thing that God used somebody to do it spectacularly in your life. You will never be who you are. And if you will not remember, those who leave you, the spirit of ungratefulness is on your life. God is not unrighteous to forget. Yes. Oh, he's not. Yeah. You see, yesterday you were telling me your story. Ordinary Asha, isn't it?
Yes, please.
In the church. You don't even know. He said, even tie cry, doesn't know how he's going to wear tie. All of a sudden, yes, that's the reality. That's the truth. And as the man keeps on remembering that, it makes him appreciate his salvation. It makes him appreciate his calling. And it makes him appreciate the one who God used to make him who he is. You will never become who you want to become by God not giving you somebody who will love you and think right about you. Oh, yes.
Father, thank you.
Yes. And that's why there are many who went like you. They may not even know why you are where you are and they are nowhere. Because maybe the only key that helps you is that you remember where you were and where he's brought you from and how far the Lord has brought you. He told him, remember Bethel. Remember Bethel. When a stone was your pillow. Yes, remember Bethel. When your brother Esau was chasing you and you didn't know what you were going to do. Remember Bethel. When you were going to your uncle's house and you did not know how events were going to turn out. Why have you forgotten so quick? Are you there or you already going home already? Yes. Was his son wages? What bless? In the end, God blessed you. Yeah. Give you children. Yeah. He said, I went with the staff. I was coming back. I was too company. 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 You look at your life. You look at where you are. You look at what God has done. If you never met this person, that pastor, that bishop, if you never met Bishop Dag, what would have become of your life? Hey, you sit on the thing and watch me. Hey, if you never met him, that's why today you even have the confidence to take his name and say something about him. Yeah. And some of us are bored. Yeah. As you sit here with your square face. Ah, you don't deserve any higher blessing from. You will do the same thing to God with time. The truth is, it's a spirit that is on you and it's the spirit of ungratefulness. Oh, yeah. Luke chapter 17, verse 11. Oh, we are closing. Lunchtime. And it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men which were lepers, which stood afar. They were lepers. Yes. They stood afar off. They couldn't even come close to human beings. And they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And many of us in this state, we always ask for mercy. In this state, when nothing seems to be working, we always ask for mercy. Yes. In this state, yes, you will see us. We always will ask for mercy. Yeah. In that state. You remember that state you were in? You remember that day when you called, God, make a way for me? You remember that day? Your prayer? Deliver me. You remember that day? I said, you remember that day? I'm asking you a question. Those of you here, I'm asking you. You remember that day? Hey, my brother, you remember that day? Uh-huh. By the way, you are nodding your head, it's like, and you are sitting there, it's like, you there, you have never, I said, you remember that day? You ask God, show me mercy. Yes. Lord, save me. Nipa, you're hot now. Who down, who baby, who ni baby, hafa. Yeah. Ufro bia, it looks like you are trouble. Yeah, so it's like you are coming to disturb them. Shall I call you back? I'll call you. They'll never call you back again. And you are there. You look into the skies. You see tears rolling down your eyes, and you don't know what to do. Have you been there before? I said, have you been there before? And then we ask, Lord, show me mercy. Oh yes. May you remember where He took you from, so that in another season, when you need mercy, may His mercy be available for you. Just because you appreciated what He did. Oh yeah. Yes. Yes, it's true. Yeah. Bishop Saki has been a blessing to me. How can I forget? He held my hand with Bishop Richard. He said, let's go to Switzerland. Yeah. I've never been to Switzerland before. Yes. He said, let's go. Yeah. I remember the season. I used to travel with Bishop Ediadi. Yes. From camp to camp. I was in Austria, Vienna, with Bishop Eddie, and then they called Bishop Richard to tell Bishop Richard that my dad had died. My dad died. And then Bishop Richard didn't know how to tell me. So he called Bishop Eddie. He was in his hotel room. Then he said, try and then go and see. Look, I can never forget that day. And the way Bishop Eddie consoled me, he took me out, he bought me, he was buying me things to eat just so that I'll be happy. He cracked jokes just so that I will feel okay for that day. Today, me too, I think I'm preaching. So then you look back with your nose in the skies. Can you remember? That's the question I'm asking you. Don't worry, soon by the time you blink your eye, we finish the service and we are gone. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourselves unto the priest. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God. You see how ungrateful people are? And fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. Go on. And Jesus answering said, were they not 10 cleansed? They think Jesus did not take notice. They think he did not know. Yes. He knew they were 10. And you know, quarter four. They cannot be in human beings in the midst of people. Yes, they don't bath. They don't have anywhere. They are ostracized, cast out. And they saw Jesus. He told them, go and show yourself to the priest. And as they were going, they realized that everything is back. Then one of them, because the spirit of ungratefulness, it runs through many lives. So you will see that for every 10, only one comes back. May you be part of the one. I said, may you be part of the one. Amen. One day came back with a loud voice. And Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? He was shocked. Yes, he couldn't believe it. That the 9 did not come back. Yes. Sometimes God gets surprised, though. You who he's about to bless you, you have collected the envelope, you're going to put it at home. Are you okay? Or he said, there are no found that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith has made thee whole. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Your faith has made you whole. You came back to say thank you. So now you are whole. You can be healed, but you are not whole. And that's what you have to be careful of. Yes. But you prayed and he gave you a beloved and you married. But you have forgotten to come back and say thank you. Have you seen that in the marriage there are a lot of troubles? The day you were going for the interview for the job, you came and they said, Lord, do something for me. He helped you to get the job. But because now, if you hear the word tight, you get angry. Have you seen how you are frustrated on the job? You can be healed, but you are not whole. Look, Bishop Noble, there are many of them. They have been to the Bible school. Because they don't appreciate what was done for them, they can't be fruitful the way God wants them to be fruitful. But they feel like because they finish, everything should be automatic. You have not learned to even go back and say thank you to the one who made it possible for you to get there. That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. If you're an ungrateful person, you will walk with God but will never see a certain level of fruitfulness. The miracle of saying thank you, it is the most powerful in the Bible. In case you don't know.
Yeah.
The miracle of saying thank you, it brought the two most powerful, in my opinion, miracles in the Bible. The feeding of the 5,000 and then the raising of Lazarus. He just said thank you to God. Yes. Yes. You go home and go and read it. Yeah. You will see, thank you brought 5 loaves, 2 fishes were able to feed over 5,000 men. Yeah, besides women and children. And thank you brought that man who was in the grave for 4 days out. So Jesus knew. Yeah. That's why he was shocked that they knew they were healed. They said, I couldn't go in the midst of, now I can go in the midst of people, I'm cool. But he told him that you came back, your faith has made you whole. Your faith has made you whole. May you learn to go back. May you remember. I said, may you remember things that have been done for you to go back and say thank you.
Yes.
Yes. You come to uni, the Episcopal sister will look after you. Once you leave and then you go, maybe you are even abroad. You can't even remember her anymore. I know it's normal. But it's because we forget too quick. We forget too quick. And try not to forget. Okay, try not to forget. Because if you forget, you are failing. All the people who couldn't become doctors, who went to school with you, they forgot. They couldn't answer the question. They forgot. Yes. Sometimes the lecturer is laughing as he's marking the thing. Because he said, this thing I told them. He told you this one will come. He forgot. And he has forgotten. Yeah. And he has forgotten. You will not forget. I said, you will not forget where the Lord brought you from. I said, you will not forget what the Lord has done in your life. You will not forget. You see, that's why prophet takes us to places, takes us to Healing Jesus campaigns. He doesn't expect us to forget. Yeah, it's part of our training as he travels with you. Yeah, to see how the anointed travels. what he does. He doesn't expect us to forget. But unfortunately, many of us forget. Even pastors, we forget the things we said in the day when we were being ordained or we were appointed. All those things, the declarations, you've forgotten them. That's why today when they call a pastor's meeting, you say you can't come. I shouldn't say it. I will say it. Yes.
You can't come.
Yeah. And pastors should have been able to be here and filled up this place. Yeah. Only pastors. Yeah. And say, mama, because you guys, you don't work. My friend, we've worked before. Yeah. Oh, yes. We've worked before. Yeah. Don't think we just got up. No. Then we came to stand here. No, we've worked before. I have worked before. I worked in Royal Automobile Club. Yes, that's where I worked. 89 to 91 Palmer. SW1Y5HS. Yes, that's where I used to work. Yes. 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 Even my phone number. I just don't want to mention it because of this plenty things. Yes. Yeah. Even my desk, I remember my number. Oh, yes. We have worked before. Where we go to... I could go to work... I get there maybe 7 in the morning. I lived in Milton Keynes and I worked in London. Yes. Yes. And I have to travel on the journey almost about 2 hours in, 2 hours back on motorways to get there. Yes. And we go and we come. We still attended. Look, every camp. Yes. Yes. Nice schools. Oh, Tuesday service. Sometimes we would leave the hall at 3 in the morning. You know, one day we were in the hall. Bishop Richard was in having a meeting with Bishop in the London Apache. And then we were there. We waited. You know, it was around about 3 o'clock in the morning when they finished the meeting. So when Bishop opened the door and then he came out into the church, he saw us there. There was about 3 of us. We were just waiting. And we were sitting in the darkness because we had turned off the lights. We had slept on the chair, waking up. You know, we're just lingering around, hanging around. Just available. When they opened the door, Bishop said, "Hey, you guys are here. What are you doing?" They said, "Oh, we knew they are there. We can't just leave. Yeah, we're waiting for them." He said, "Wow." Then Bishop started talking to us about pray that one day you'll be able to control your own time. Yeah, he was telling us, pray, because now it's like work is calling you, this. Pray that one day God will give you the opportunity. You can be able to control your own time. You go to meeting, this. I say, wow. So when they sat in the car and then they were going, I asked Bishop that this thing you said, how can it happen? Then Bishop told me, go and read Philippians chapter 3. He said, every day for 1 year. Yeah. I read those scriptures almost after 2 years. I came into full-time ministry. Yeah. There, God gave me an answer to how I could come into his work.
Wow.
And I remember, like yesterday, yes, we used to come. They would call a shuffling conference in Accra. They say you have to arrive. You do. You dare not arrive late. That's where we knew Piero. You dare not arrive late. Yes. So don't forget what has been done for you. Don't forget significant things God did in your life. He doesn't expect you to be angry. He expects you to remember them for it to help you to become more fruitful.
Wow.
And if anything, that it will humble you. Yes. And make you know that you never arrived where you were. You are. Yeah, by yourself. And that you are coming. You know, people pride me. I would have lived in London if not for this. You could have lived in London. You could have also been dead. Arrested. You could have been in prison. Yes. You could have lived in London. You would still not be married. You would have gotten some disease and it would have killed you. My uncle wanted to come and take me, and then, yes, because of that, I said, oh, please. Your uncle, now, since when did he come to Ghana? Yeah. He's a funeral director in Tottenham. if you know the job he does. Yes. Yeah. Yes. He's trying to make ends meet. May you remember. Let's close. Yeah. Let's close. Okay. So, do you remember? Do you remember the time? Do you remember? Would you remember? The way the heat is coming, let's take a break and then we come in the evening. What do you think? So they are quiet, so we should go. But would you remember? Would you remember where you were? Would you remember where the Lord picked you from?
Yes.
Or you can't? Some people are not saying anything. They are forgotten already. No, do you remember that once upon the time you didn't have food to eat? Even food, you didn't have some to eat. Yes, your education was terminated. You were playing hide and seek with the lecturers because you didn't know how you were going to pay. Do you remember?
Yes.
I said the day you didn't have nothing to eat.
I remember.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, you said, Lord, today is a fasting day for me. It's not true because just because you didn't have food to eat. Yes. Yeah. Yes. When somebody says he's coming to visit you, you are worried. Yes. You say you are not there. Yes. They are looking for you. You don't want to show up anywhere. Do you remember even that day? The way you were angry in the meeting and you were talking, it was because you didn't have food to eat. And everybody was wondering what's wrong with you and you couldn't say what was wrong. So some of us are sitting down like me there. There's nothing to remember. Everything has always been okay. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. It's not true. It will not make you become grateful to God. We have to be able to say, thank you, Lord. I remember where I was. I remember when I failed my exam. I didn't know what to do. I remember. I didn't know how I was going to tell my parents. And an Episcopal sister encouraged me and prayed with me. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Oh, that one is common. That they found a job. Then later, they are afraid to give the tithe back to God. Meanwhile, when they were going for the interview, the fasting and the prayer, that an angel should follow them into the place. Oh, yeah. Yes. You remember when you were pregnant? You were afraid the baby is dead in your stomach. You prayed. You laid your hands. You prayed. And God answered your prayer. Don't make it look today like where you are, somebody is taking advantage of you. Never. You remember where you are coming from. And it will help you to understand where he's taking you to. Yes. If you always remember, it will make you appreciative of your salvation. I tell you. Yes. Yeah. He won't come and sit on Facebook always looking for something negative to say. Why don't you start preaching about Jesus? You just talk about Jesus.
Yes.
And every time the loyalty message we will preach is what gives you a message to preach. Can't you see that without us, you don't have a message? Can't you see it? Without us, you don't have a message. You are insulting us that we are dogs. But without us, you don't, Mr. Man, you are watching me. You don't have a message.
I'm all fire.
I want to say more, but it's like... No, because apart from you, I don't even see any pastor anywhere in the world who talks about loyalty like you do.
No.
So it is still your message, yo. That's the message God has given you. Correct your mind. It is still your message. You can say without it, you don't have nothing to say. If not, start preaching about Jesus and save. There are many people sitting on the Facebook. They are unbelievers. Talk to them about salvation. If you can. Learn some scriptures on Holy Ghost baptism and gather some people and let them speak in tongues and you organize prayer meetings with them. If you have a little bit of fire left in you. Some of you can't clap because you joined them, isn't it? You joined them. And you are even afraid they will know you are here. Your mind is not working. You are out of your mind. They can see the back of your head, though. When I come in there, they can see the back of your head. So you are thinking they will see you. That's it. Yes. That we will remember we never had a church. That we will remember we never had a pastor. That we will remember that the home we come from, all we have is idols. And God gave us Bishop Dag. God gave us a church. God gave us a bishop who gave us at least a place to come and worship our God. Can we remember and be appreciative of what God has done? Put your hands together for Jesus. Yes. 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 Turn us into builders. Oh, yes. You know, when we were building Mampong, and then one of the times I was going back to Switzerland. You know, when I stood in Kotoka Airport, I stood there, I looked, I said, if they give us this place, by the grace of God, we'll build it for them. Yes. Bishop turned us into builders. Yes. The Great Hall. We laid the towns, amphitheater. This, we built all those places, living in that bush. Right from Switzerland, he said, Kweku, come. We went to live in that bush. Yes, it was a forest. And then I remember every afternoon, Bishop Saki used to feel so sorry for us in the forest. Every afternoon, Bishop Saki would buy sandwiches and drive from Accra and then bring it to us. You want me to sit down for you to say any nonsense about him and you expect me to receive it? I remember what Bishop Saki has done for me. I would have insulted you, but if I had a chance. I don't have the chance, Bishop Patrick. Don't worry, I don't have the chance. No, I'm okay. Bishop Patrick, don't do anything. I'm okay. Let's stay with it. This is enough. It's enough. To be continued. Yeah. But you see, that's how it is. That's why some of us something has filled your mind. So I want you to remember one thing that was done. Okay? That helped you in your life, in your time of desperation. And use it to cancel everything. Okay? Because the things they are saying, like Bishop Fabian was preaching to us, accusations, little things here and there, this, whether it's true or it's not true, we don't care. You want to come and talk to me about what? My mother was naked, this. Then you expect me to stand there and then listen to you and discuss it with you. Are you joining me for us to... Yeah.
We don't have the time.
Banting with you here and there. We too will remember. Oh, we yes. sat in meetings with you and you were talking. Yes. The favor that was given to you. Yes. Some of us did not even have it. Yes. Nonsense. Nonsense. And you blame somebody because I don't have this. You work out your own salvation. Work out your own. Your own salvation. Your own salvation.
You are working it. Working it. The heat is on.
Ah, Bandala Bakosti Balakes. Zamila Bados. Okay, let's close. Yeah. It's my turn. How can it be that everything, loyalty, everything, loyalty, it's like you want to say the whole church, we should throw this book away. We should throw this thing away. How can we do? What I'm saying here, does it not make sense? That you remember the things God has taken you through and then say thank you to him and remember to glorify his name. Is there anything wrong with it? That we shouldn't forget. Is there anything wrong? And it's in the Bible. If it didn't bend their own, but they have some hidden somewhere. Yeah. They have some somewhere. Yeah. They are so attached to it. They are so hooked up to the message. They can't get it out of their system. Yes. Yeah. Because once you see, Satan comes into anything. Any good thing in you, he'll corrupt it.
Yes. Yeah.
So the message could still be in you, but Satan will corrupt it. Yes.
Wow.
Has God said? Has God said? This thing, does it? Don't you think they are turning them into? They are turning us into what? You who doesn't want to turn into nothing, what have you done? And where are you? No. You are lost in the middle of an okra stew or fufu somewhere. Yes. That's what you are lost in. Yeah. I'd have appreciated it if you were on the Achua Mountains and then after 3 months you have come with a message. 6 months you've come with a message. Yeah. Then we'll see. It's half of you and we say, wow, the man has been fasting and seeking the face of God. Sit down with. It's okay. Sit down and let's... Yeah. It's a conference. Seven keys that will help you remember. But two, one or two, then we go, okay? Yeah. Number one, study history. Okay? Study history. All right? Yeah. Study history. Yeah. People don't do well because we like to repeat history. Yeah. And people don't learn from history. Yeah. Yesterday was history. Last year was history. Study it. The Bible is one of the best history books. Study it. I didn't say go and read it all. Study it. Yes. Because the thing that has been, it is that which shall be. Is there anything whereof we may say, see, this is new? It has already been of old time. And like we've been hearing, the devil doesn't change his tricks. He uses the same tricks. And it works. Thank you, my brother. It works. It doesn't fail. You don't even know how. No, we don't learn from history. We don't learn. We always think our situation is different. Exodus 1:8, it says, now there arose up a new king over Egypt, which knew not Joseph. That's why he treated the people that way. Yes. He did not even learn about the history of how the state was preserved for him to become another pharaoh. Yes. He didn't know that once upon the time, there was hunger and there was chaos, and somebody like Joseph helped the pharaoh at that time to preserve the nation. Yes. Yes. You wouldn't have even come. So study history. Know about orangus. Yes, the way they manifest. Learn it and know. Know about people who are ungrateful. Watch them. How did they become? They get up, they talk anyhow. Yes. I said trees without fruits. Yeah. Yeah. And clouds without rain. Yeah. Yeah. They make noise. Yeah. And some of them, hey, when they write, the things they can write, they have loud mouths, inexperienced people who talk anyhow. That's one of our biggest problems in Africa. A, because the other side of the world, they will hold you accountable. Yes. They will. You won't get away with it. No. No, 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 no. You won't. Yeah. You would not. Yeah. You will not. Yeah. Whether you're a pilot, whether you're a train driver, whoever you are, you will never get away with it. I see here, anybody takes anybody's picture, clip, then they cut some, then they put it somewhere. They do what they like. They say what they like. See, you don't know how much we have suffered. Who has not suffered in his life? Who has not suffered? Yeah. Yeah. Suffering is part of life. Yes. And Jesus suffered. Jesus did. Jesus did. The things they said about him, how they treated him, they nailed him on a cross. Have they nailed you on a cross? So why are you making noise? So you there, you have to use his name to your advantage, but you don't want to suffer. And that's Christianity today. That's the bunch of pastors in our world. Yeah, it's like church is a business. Let's do some. Yes. Me too, I'm called. Let me go and do some. It's true. It's true. It's very true. That's how we are treating God's work. Yeah. And at the end of the day, the thing has become, you don't know this, I know this, I am this, you are not this, and this. Yeah, that's all it has become. Nobody wants to lay down his life. Yes. And to say, Lord, I'm looking up to you. Whatever happens, I know you called me, and I know you will make a way. And Lord, I lift up my eyes unto you. I'm looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith. I'm looking up to you. Yeah. Who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, the despising, the shame. Any shame to be attached to us. We are men of God. And we can't handle these things. You are nothing. You can insult me, I don't mind. You can insult me, I don't mind. Keep on with this, your mind. Let's see you in 20 years. Yeah. Yeah, because you have short memory. So let's see you in 20 years. For insult there, you can insult me, I don't mind. Mama, let's give them some time. Yeah. Let's see what you will do. Yeah. Yeah, let's see what you do. I said, the balance of life you will discover, my apostle. The balance of life you will discover is there are people who are very rich, but they are always committing suicide. Yeah. Yeah, and there are people who don't have anything. But this morning when I was coming with Bishop, we saw some two, little boy and little girl. They've put their hands around each other and then they were walking. And I said to him, look at love. Yeah, look at love. This is love. I said, this is love. And they are happy and they are going and they are walking. They are not even wearing shoes. And they are just happy and then they are walking. Yeah, that's the balance of life. You will get to Switzerland. You will buy expensive shoes to wear. You will drive nice cars, but you will see frustration. But you have not been, you don't even understand it when we say it. You don't even understand it. And it's like milk must be given to you, sugar must be given to you. When I want this, it must be given to me. If everything you want is given to you, it will kill you. No, the other time, I heard the man, he had a lot of money, and then he went to buy a helicopter. He bought a helicopter. He had money, so he took a trainer, that the trainer should train him so that he can be able to fly the helicopter. He waited, he was waiting. The trainer was not coming. He sat in the thing. Yeah. Then, yeah, he started the thing. He moved the thing. He went into the air. He didn't know how to come down. He died. Yeah. Some of us, that's how we are. Yeah. I want to be like them. Me too, I want a pulpit to preach. You see now, you are standing there. Even when they show you the next move, what you should do, you don't know what to do, and you are hanging in the balance. You are being weighed in the balances to see what you are made of. Not a novice, lest being lifted up in pride, he falls into the condemnation of the devil. You get it? We don't like to suffer. Yeah. Usain Bolt, they run on beaches. Yeah. They climb mountains in Australia to train, to become what they became. Yeah. You see Nadal and these kind of guys, they have played tennis, some of them, their knees and their hands are all gone. Yes. That's what it takes to have. Look at Tiger Woods, even trying to play again. Look at the struggle. His bones are broken. They have to put it together. You don't want to go through nothing. You don't want to do anything. You just want to be there, and then you just arrive, and then something happens, so you are immature. Are you okay?
Yes.
Study history to know. I'm giving you history. Go back and read about Jesus. Go back and read about Kenneth E. Hagin. Yes, read about him. Read about Jacko. Read about Dr. John Alexander Dowell. Read about them and see what they went through before they became. Because you are the new man of God who wants to arrive just where you are with no suffering. There's nothing for you. Yes. There's nothing for you. Because we can be around for a long time. You think things just happen. Yes. You think things just happen. Yeah. You see, you can be in a class with another person. The persons, you see, me, I like to study in the night. So when you are with me during the day, you may think I don't do anything. No, you may think I don't do anything. This morning, I was telling Archbishop, I woke up 2:30 in the morning. Till now, I've not slept. So when you see me, that's why even if you insult me, it doesn't even bother me. You have been asleep, opening your mouth. Then you just come and hear me talking like this. Then you use it to conclude my life. Out of your mind, man. You be with them. Some people, you be with them. Yeah, they come. When we used to be in school and uni, some people, they come, they always joking, Charlie, yeah. Let's go to the park. Yeah. Let's sit here. This. So you will never understand why you are with them and they are always passing the exam and then you are not doing well. Yes, you are not smart. You are not smart. Yeah, and it looks like we are all together. We are all on the thread. Somebody comment, then you are laughing. Then this. You can't see that you even come from a different house. And your situation. How God deals with us? God deals with us individually. Individually. Yes. Are you with me? Yes. So don't just think things happen. Okay? Things don't just happen. Yes. Sometimes just an extra you do may change everything. Just an extra. Do you know that? Do you know that? It said there were 10 versions, isn't it? Five were wise, five were foolish. Do you know? They were all virgins. Yeah, the difference between the wise and the foolish was extra. That was all. Sometimes just an extra hour to listen. Sometimes just an extra, just reading an extra word. Yes, the extra makes the difference. It demarcates. You see, we are all virgins. So sometimes you may say, but we are all virgins. But why do they classify some as foolish and they classify some as wise? Just the extra. You don't have strength for the extra. Oh, yes. That's what it is. Yes. And five of them were wise and five were foolish. It was nothing. It's extra. Yeah. Sometimes just an extra hour to listen to the music, extra hour to practice. Yeah. Extra meeting that you are so tired you don't want it. But that's what will make the difference. Yes. That's what makes the difference. That's what separates the wise and the foolish. I know a man, well, I don't know him, but I've heard him shouting before on the thing. If he was reading the scripture, I think he would turn it into tree. And I can imagine the way he would say the foolish. Yeah, I think you know him, isn't it? And then you say that you will listen, you will listen. Yeah. He said, you don't have an option, you will listen. Just extra. Are you with me? Just the extra. It makes all the difference. Bishop Noble, just the extra. Sometimes I say you are tired and you are sleepy. But just opening the book and then looking at one thing. That's why I was telling you guys in the office yesterday when they said the Access Bank, that billionaire who died, they say he works, he doesn't sleep. That Nigerian man. Yeah. They say his eyes are always red. Yes. He works, he doesn't sleep. They say from nothing, he created Access Bank. You are sitting down, things should be given to you. Milk should be given to you. Meat pie should be given. Both roads should be given to you. Kebab should be given to you. You are cheap. You are cheap. Yes, and when... Yeah. It will kill you. Yeah. It will kill you. Because you see, you don't even know what is good for your health. So everything that you begin, you will just eat it and eventually it will kill you. No, this morning I was sitting at table with Bishop and then when we're having breakfast, we're just discussing about this. I said, Whitney, I loved Whitney, I tell you. Yeah. I tell you, I loved Whitney. But you see, too much money. You don't need all this. Yeah, because, and you see, like Bishop Patrick was telling me, everything is produced every time. There's more things. So you too, the more you get money, because the money too doesn't finish. Because once your copyrights, everything, more money is coming. You will buy more and more. And we don't need everything. Having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. Ushus awato inyana wabetina se inye show yane show. Yeah. Nyakane goof and you say confrobi silvia, they call them confro, isn't it? Yes. It's silvia. If a thief enters your house now. Oh. He said, for we brought nothing into this world. And it is certain, but we can't get it. It is certain. We can carry nothing out. That's what the scripture says. So, yes. Do you know that's what it says? Yes. We can. Do you know why? Because we love to carry. Yes, we love to carry. Yeah, yes, yeah. So, dear abroad, you see, sometimes, even in Spain, You see, somebody has gone to take the trolley that they used to shop from maybe the shops. Yeah. Acampo, these big, big shops. And he's rolling it and he goes to the bins. He picks old computer. He has put it in. He picks an old car tire and he has loaded it. And I'm saying, now who do you quit? Where are you taking it to? Yes, this the thing is rubbish. But it's like we like things. We like things. Yes, which doesn't help us. Yes. We like things. Seeing we are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside. Let us lay aside. Now, you want to carry this pulpit, your mobile phone is in your pocket, and you want to carry this thing, and then you want to carry Macarius with it, and you want to take all and start running. Running. No. The athletes, they're almost naked. Yeah. Yes. And the clothes are very light. To run as fast as you can. And we are in a race. Wash a suit. Now say on your marks. Now say you same boat. No. Get set. Then already you are thinking about your bills. You say, hey, yeah, we race you cry. And then I'm kwakodi. The weight is too much. Let's learn from history and see that. To remember what God has done. Okay, just study about somebody, and you'll be surprised if you study about somebody exactly what you are going through. It's a pattern of that person's life in the Bible or in a book somewhere that you will be even encouraged, and you will see your future. Yes, yes, yes. So you will see abroad every time. When they bring up the statistics, they look at the past to the now. Yeah, then they compare. Yes. Yeah. Yes. So they will say that the weather today, they say on records, is the hottest day. Yeah, it's the highest day over 30 years. Because they don't joke. Yes, with history. The thing that has been, it is that we shall. You have to just read. People who pay tithes, yeah, all of their lives, or who were consistent in paying tithes, what happened to them? It will help you. Say, I've been to Bible school, and then I finished, and then now they don't even want to go and read about Reinhard Bonnke. Yeah, Reinhard Bonnke, too, they sent him to Africa. When Reinhard Bonnke was in Africa, after a while, the people said, we can't support you anymore. Yes, he had to do a printing press. Yeah, to be supporting himself. Reinhard Bonnke. Because you don't know. And you won't take your time to find out. Because maybe, as his mantle is wrote, maybe you are the next. Yes, greatest evangelist. But you have to go through the phases and the cycles. No, they said they can't give him anything again. And that was it. His support was cut. Yeah. And then now, he had to look for God for himself. Yeah. And become a real man of God. And if you've ever heard his name before, you will know who I'm talking about. So nothing strange is happening to you. Yeah. You just don't know what has happened in the past. That's why you may misbehave and wreck something great God wants to use you to do.
It looks like now, dear, we are ready to go, isn't it?
Yes. OBC, yes, Intiako. I support you. Don't say that for the people on the thing to hear. Reverend Harry. Number two. You see, Bishop said it here. I think that history is one of the most important subjects ever to be studied. And I agree. Please read your history books. Please read biographies of men of God. In them, you will find great lessons of life which must never be forgotten. What do you think? Huh? Maybe you say you are a revivalist. Nobody should be able to stop you. Read about revivalists. The revivalists of the past. What did they do? How did they come into what they came into? You will be shocked. You will start reading and you will see that the pattern of their lives is just what you are going through.
Yeah.
Auntie Carol, you are welcome.
Keep preaching.
Yeah. Yes, man. Yeah. Listen to Benin. You see what he has been through. You will see what he said. He said he was hot one day. Yeah. He said he had to believe God for $10 million in 5 days. No, you will commit suicide. I tell you. Where are you going to get this money from? Where? Yeah. And your whole ministry is staring at you. You can't pay, it's over. But they learn to trust God. And some way, somehow, they are still there. As we close, do not let your success destroy your memory. Okay? Yeah. You have a little bit of success today. Don't let it destroy your memory. Yeah. Yeah, a little bit of scriptures, you know, don't let it destroy your memory. Are you with me? We don't know as we ought to know. So don't let the little you know destroy your memory.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Have you seen that scripture before? 1 Corinthians, what? 8:2. Give me in the Message Bible. Yes. Yes. He said, but sometimes our humble hearts can help us more than our proud minds. Yeah. So don't let the little you know today, okay, destroy, okay, what God has. There is much, much ahead of you. Oh, yes. 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 It's one of the things I appreciate Bishop Richard always telling me, Kwiku, you don't know anything. And I said, Bishop, it's true. I want to learn more. I want to learn more. And I want to learn more. Yes. Oh, I want to learn more. I want to learn more. Yes. I want to learn more. We are nowhere. Yeah. Every experience is a learning opportunity. Yeah. Every experience is a learning opportunity. I want to learn more. Yes. We are nowhere. We are nowhere. You arrive today, you will get to heaven and then you will see what God will tell you. How much he was preparing you for. Yes. Yes. Let's keep learning. Let's keep learning. Let's keep learning. I said, let's keep learning. It's a phase of your life. Survive it. Overcome it. And earn a medal at that phase. Yes. It's true. Yeah. It's true. Little successful, little. Yeah, it clouds our mind. Yes. Yeah, it clouds our judgment. Humble heart. Humble heart. Little. Yeah. Everybody calling you that you are powerful. It clouds our judgment. Yeah. Yeah. It clouds our judgment. Hey. He said, me too, I finished the school now. Yes. The prophetic mantle is on me. Yeah. Let me say something now. You are too quick to speak. Be slow to speak. Yeah. And give yourself to working and looking for God. Yes. Don't let this little success. It's for all of us, including me. Yes. I'm always learning. Even Bishop Patrick inviting me to here. I've learned a lot. Yeah. You one day I see you, I'll share it with you. Yeah. Because I have an eye to learn. Yes. No, I'm nothing. To be honest with you, I don't see myself to be anything. There is far more I believe can be done, which I don't know. Oh, far more. Oh, Bishop Fabian, there's far more God wants to use us to do. Yes, Episcopal, we don't know. No. Many things. Yeah, we don't have an idea. No. Those days we used to sit in the shuffling meeting, did we ever think God will bring us together one day where we'll be sitting as bishops?
No.
Bishop Charles, do you remember? Those days we used to go, do you remember? Did we ever believe this? Yes. Yeah, we're just sweating. Yeah. It's true. Yeah. Say, Pastor Kweku, it's your time. You sit in there, Charlie. You don't know what to think. But it was good for us then. Are you with me? And it's good for us today. Look, if God has to empty me, like Pastor Benny Hinn always says, he say, if God will turn me and shake me, okay, and fill me anew, I want it. And me too, I want it. Yes, I want it. Yeah, I want it. Yeah, whatever training Bishop wants me to have to become who God wants me to be, I want it. I want it. Not my will, but thy will, Lord, be done in my life. And use anything that is possible to teach me what I have to learn about you.
Hallelujah. Not my will.
Not my will. Yeah, not the way I want it.
Yes.
Yes. You don't know how to cook. They are teaching you how to cook. You always frown. Because you know how to fry an egg. No, we don't know much. We don't know much. Yeah. Because, you see, the same salad things you go and buy, the same onions you buy, the same tomatoes you buy, you see, you bring it home, you put it down, you just cut it anyhow, you do anything. Probably you are even gifted. You don't even know what you have. Because it's the same thing, you know, when we go and sit in that restaurant. It's the same leaf, so. You see, when you see the guy standing there, even his clothes alone he's wearing, as a chef, you can't take him for granted. That's number one. Yes. You see that he has worn something, and then he's written his name. Yeah. Yeah, and the hat. Yes. Then he puts the thing together, puts some cashew nut on the thing. Then he gives it a name. Yeah. Gazpacho of green leaves bedded with tomatoes. Then they tell you it's $500 and people pay comfortably. It's the same salad you have at home. So you don't know everything. People know how to do things. Take your time and learn. I said, take your time and learn. Yes. So you will know how to cook. Are you with me? Yes. You will know how to be a good preacher. Mixing the ingredients together. Bedded with the Holy Spirit. There is power. There is understanding. And there is light. Let's close. Oh. Yeah. Now, dear, we have to go.
Last one for
Let's close.
Have you been blessed?
Hey, super.
That's a booster to you.
Super.
Super. So blessed.
Auntie Carol, you are gifted, though.
Mm.
Force and let it become international.
Mm.
Yes.
Mm.
Deuteronomy 8:18. It says, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God.
Hallelujah.
But thou shalt remember.
Hallelujah.
Episcopal Sister Joy, we shall remember the Lord. Oh. We shall remember the children. Look, your house is, your house, you are priesthood. You are a bishop. Your husband is a bishop. Your son is a bishop. What more? I've not even heard some before.
No,
I've not heard some before. Yeah. No. Yes, the man is a bishop. He's a bishop. Their son is a bishop. And the rest of the children are all pastors. I've not heard some before. No, I've not heard some before. Yes, how can you? And it's not because we met him. It's because we met him. Yes. Yes. He's a difference maker. You, yeah, you. I want to say something to you, but I'll leave you for now. Yes. We should not let our success destroy our memory. It's too early in the day, okay, to start calculating your success and thinking you have arrived somewhere. I've not even started. If you don't even scratch the surface, Apostle, you cannot tell what God will do with you. Yes, I'm telling you. Yes, you cannot tell. In the day you will see that they will say that the king is looking for you. That day you will know that, was this all part of God's will? Yes. And you get there and then they say, hey, the king there, the way he goes about his things, then he will tell you, pray for me. That day you will see that something has shifted in your life. Your the atmosphere around. Look. Life, man, when you allow God, real things can happen to you that you don't believe they can happen.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, I'm loving this way.
Oh, yes. Yes. And he said, thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Look, without him, you can't have anything. Yes. Our little successes. So nobody can talk to you again. Now, dear, you come to church, and then when they are taking offering, you look into the sky and you say, hey, you can't be advised again. You come to church, you can't wait for your pastor, isn't it? Huh? You can't wait for your pastor. Yes. Everywhere you wait, apart from church, you can't wait. Everywhere you wait. Everywhere. You are going to collect your national card, you wait.
This.
No, they were playing. I was shocked. What's your friend saying? Then she was chatting with her friend. What's going on? I couldn't believe it. No. You have to wait. No, you have come to their office.
Yes.
Whether you are a bishop or you're, they don't even care. No. That's now you are in our office. Yeah. Yes. If you want it, wait. Yes. Oh, they were just playing, talking something on Facebook. Then he shows the friend. Then she would type my first name. Then they would chat a bit. Then she will type my second name. Then she's typing. Yeah. Then she's asking me, where is Santini? Then she will go again. What's the date of birth? Then I say, is this work? She said, what if you fear Bejuma? But you have to relax and wait. Yes. Yes. If you want it, if you really want it, then wait. We sit in the plane, we wait for the pilot to move the plane. You can't do anything. Airport, you will wait. You go and see the doctor, you wait. You see the dentist, you wait. You go and see the lawyer, you wait. It's only church. We can't wait for our pastors. Hey. Even the kebab man, when you get there, you will wait. Yes. Even church, or you wait. It's only church we can't wait. May our little success not destroy our memory. And that we will know that God has shown us mercy. God has given us grace. And there is more God wants to do with us. And that we will learn to remember that it is He who has given us the privilege and the joy of having everything we have. And that without Him, we can do nothing.
You are preaching.
People are ill and they can't even spend their money. Yeah. You will see a lot of rich people. Many are sick, huh? Yeah, a lot of rich people, they are miserable. A lot of them, they are depressed. Yeah. And we shouldn't joke with God. We should never joke with God. Yeah. Like the people were traveling, they were going to be in the car. Then the lady gives the daughter or the son, one of them, the ex. Then she says that, oh, take this. They said the ex were in the car boot. Then when they were going, the mama said to them, may God go with you. The girl said, God cannot fit in the car. The car is so. Yeah, God can be in the boot. They had an accident. They all died. And the crate of X that was in the boot was intact. Because that's where God was. So we shouldn't take God for granted. Joke around, toy with God's name. Try merchandise with God's name. And use God's name for politics. Understand that God is a merciful, powerful, all-time spirit that we can't take for granted. And that if there is any help, He's the one who will help us. That we can't have anything just by ourselves. He is our helper. I say He is our helper. And He will make a way for us. May whatever, next time, something good will come into your life. God will bless you. God will lift you up. God will give you grace. I said God will give you grace. God will bring you out of that situation. God will make a way for you. But in the day when that joy comes, in the day when that prosperity comes, in the day when that success comes, may it not cloud your judgment. And may it not make you forget where you were and where He's brought you from and who He has used to be a blessing to you. God bless you.